Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is The Cutting Edge Show. My co-host this evening is Justin Jackson. Thank you for co-hosting.
Anytime, anytime.
Today, Joseph R. Biden Jr. was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States, and Kamala Harris broke the barrier. They kept men at the top ranks of power and made history at the same time by becoming the first Black person and the first South Asian descent elected to the vice presidency. This is the first time in American history that millions saw a reflection of themselves at the highest level of government. We now have a Black woman walk into the White House as the second in command of the free world. And Justin, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's not who I wanted to be up there, but it's better than the alternative. I can say that. I mean, there have been a lot of promises that have been made. Right now, the Democrats has control of both the House, the Senate, and now the presidency. You know, I know that doesn't mean it's not going to be a magic wand just to, you know, fix all the problems and things of that nature. But I think, you know, it's very important for us to, you know, really tune in and be focused and do our own due diligence and making sure we're holding them accountable. You know, they promise a lot. And, you know, they need to deliver. Like, it's not just, hey, we wanted someone besides Trump, but like, we wanted someone besides Trump, but now we're going to hold you to the same accountability. And we want you to do everything that you've promised to do. And, you know, as a law and order, lock him up. You know, I'm really interested to see what happens. You know, I want to see what's the first piece of legislation that they take up. You know, I want to see what they plan on doing in their first 100 days. I want to know, you know, what their 6 months goal is. And I'm ready to see that into action. I don't see why we waste any time or pitter-patter around when we have control of both the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So,
I totally agree. If anybody have any comments or questions, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1.
We have one caller. We have one caller, 5240. 5240.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, 5240?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm like you. I'm waiting for the 100 days to see what's going on. But I know from transparency, this president, this administration, to me, I'm impressed with. I'm not really the president. I'm just impressed because it's not about the president. It's about lying and foolishness that I was tired of with the last administration. I'm not saying I'm a Biden fan 100%, but I just, let's not fool American people, BS the American people. And everything went professional today. It went like it's supposed to. It went under the Trump thing. It was lies, BS, and a lot of foolishness. And I want to start by saying this first. A few callers tonight, at least one I know, don't like nothing that went on today. He don't like a damn thing that went on today, and he hard about it. And so, you know, it may be some the radio station later on may be off the chain. So that's all I'm, because I'm ready for him. But like I said before, everything went good. Like I said, I'm not a Biden fan, but I'm just tired of foolishness from the other administration, the hate, the lies, all that foolishness. And I believe the Biden, Harris, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm really into them, but like I said, anything is better than what we had. Sometimes we got to put all that aside and say, you know what, what's best for the American people. So far, you know, the inauguration been going on all night. I thought it was beautiful. And I thought it was off and on. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I just thought it was nice what I did hear and what I did see. So I'm thinking, like I said, you know, there's things that got to be dealt with. As far as the impeachment trial, I think the FBI will get that together, but I'm going to see on that. As far as bringing us together, that's what it's about. We all Americans, and So that's what I'm saying. That's all I got to say so far. And I may chime back in later on, but like I said, so far, it's the day is a turn light for better. Let's stop this hatred. Let's stop this foolishness, and let's work together as a country. And I know some people still gonna be like, "Damn, it's us against them. Why can't it be all us together?" That's all I got to say right now.
Well, before you leave, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How did you experience her inauguration? Did you watch it with a family member? Did you watch it by yourself? How did you watch it?
No, I just watched it. No, me and my baby, me and her watched it together. And I think it was nice. I think it was genuine. The whole thing. Foolishness, and we all can agree on this, probably except one person. We can all agree on this, and I'm ready for him, but we all can agree on this. He haven't called in yet, but he hot. To him, this whole day was a disaster, but I don't understand him. But I'm waiting for him to call or whatever. I know he's listening. Exactly. You know he is. So, you know, my thing is, I think everything went professional. Everything went the way it's supposed to go. It's 2021. Let's depart from foolishness. Let's depart from all this other stuff. And let's work together as one. That's what I got to say.
We got another caller, 1233. You on the air, 1233. You have a question, comment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to say, kind of going back off what the other guy that just called in said about unity, I believe that, you know, we should have unity, but I believe as black people that we're never going to be together. What he said kind of sounded good, but I feel like as black people, we got to know where we stand with the white people. Just because Kamala Harris is in office doesn't mean that they're going to treat us any better. I'm just waiting to see, like, are they going to do anything about the police? Are we still going to stop getting shot? I mean, just because they put a black woman in office, I mean, that could just be for show. Like, I'll believe it when I see it that things are going to get better for black people, and I don't feel like the country is going to like black people. Like, we're just hated. I feel like we should push to get what we can get to help ourselves and try to help ourselves as people, but, like, don't take unity too seriously because we got to know where we stand with the other side. That's my comment.
Most
okay,
definitely.
I have a question for you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Okay.
I think somebody got their TV
How
on.
How did you watch the inauguration? Did you watch it with family, your child? How did you do it?
Kind of with family. I didn't exactly just sit down and decide to be glued to the TV. I was kind of working at the same time, and we all kind of watched it here and there. But I just didn't sit down and just put all my attention to the TV.
Okay, what do you think of Kamala Harris's inauguration means for America? And that's for anybody.
I think it's giving people hope, people of color hope. It might be false hope. I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm not going to be naive and be like, oh, okay, we have hope now because we had Obama, and, I mean, bad stuff still happened for us. But, I mean, I think it's giving people hope, people of color and women. It's making people feel better, but, you know, I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, we
Hello.
Can hear you.
Oh, yes. to piggyback, I understand what the young lady just said, and I somewhat agree, because under Obama, when Obama was in office, what did it do for blacks? Honestly, not too much. But this time, I'm thinking, and I know it's not going to be overnight. This is not going to be overnight, but what I'm thinking now with them riding January the 6th and storming the White House, how they can look at them, you know, a little different. And I want to see justice for them like they would do us, you know. So my thing is, no, it's not going to be overnight for blacks, but hopefully it can get a little better. Hopefully get better this time than it did under Obama. But like I said, I agree with the young lady. It won't be nothing overnight because that racism is just in folks. The hate blacks, the Asians, or anybody else that try to do up because they just don't want to see you, you know, do good. Like I have a boss man who a Trump fan, diehard Trump fan, and nothing wrong with that. But everything that Obama did, he hate. And like I told him one day, I said, let's be honest. If that was the Obama health plan, but if that was the Trump health plan, I told him, I said, no, would you hate it? I ain't going to talk about that, real country. I said, why not? You hate everything Obama did, but you love everything Donald Trump do. I said, but if Donald Trump had a health plan, you would love it. He never gave me an answer. All I'm saying again is it's not going to get better overnight, but hopefully things can get better as we go along. But like I said, I'm not going to hold my breath to it. I'm just not going to hold my breath to it. Certain stuff intermingles, so because it's already embedded in you. That hate, that foolishness is just already embedded in you. And regardless, when somebody go to talk, you got a deaf ear. So that means some people that already hate, that's people who already hate Biden already. They hear nothing the man say. The man can be honest. And they really hear foolishness. And we can't say this one thing, and we all know this to be true. Like the Bible said, they'll believe a fool before they believe a wise man. Remember Mussolini in Russia, Hitler, and all these evil kings and dictators and all that other stuff. People love them, worship them. But a wise man, they call him a fool. Jackson, you know that.
I mean, you know, like I said, I'm excited to see what happens. You know, I think we got to hold people accountable. We got to, you know, work our votes. And, you know, if they ain't doing what we want, we got to move them out of the office, too. You know, right? It's time we got to be woke. We got another caller, 4804.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Michonne. Hey, Justin. Hey, yo, Justin, man, I've been texting you. And I've been calling you. Have you turned my calls? Have you turned my texts? What's up,
man?
I got to come on your show and call you out, man. That's a daggone shame, man. Give me a call, brother. I wish that black folks would stop looking for hope from the American government. Have you have not learned from your history? You're not going to get anything from the American government. The hope is within us. We have to build. We have to organize. And I've seen it already. Yeah, because of that black woman, black Asian woman as vice president, everything's going to be wonderful. Kumbaya. Just like when Obama got president, nothing happened to black folks. Black folks went to sleep. And one thing I can say about Donald Trump, woke us up. We started planning, organizing, and looking within ourselves to address our issues. Stop that, y'all. Stop looking like, oh, we got Biden. Ooh, we got coming. Oh, we got hope. There ain't no hope in American government. A black politician just as worse as a white politician. Politician just dirty business, believe you me. So,
well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Is there anything that the government can do that can help the situation of the black person out?
No, we got to do it ourselves. The government can, but the government won't, and it never has. Mm-hmm. Me and Sean were talking about that last night. The government will not. You want to know what the first three things Biden did when he got in the office? He did something for the immigrants from Mexico, climate change, right? And the LGBTQ community. Those are the first three things. Oh, yeah, and COVID, wearing a mask Those are the first four things. Ain't nothing in his plan for black folks. So stop it. Y'all can go to sleep if you want to, and it'll be just like in the Bush and Obama years. The American, we got to do for ourselves and stop going. See, that's why America feels they could do anything to black folks, because we always got our hat in our hand for help instead of helping ourselves. They don't do that to other cultures. They don't do that to other cultures. And we still have that slave mentality that the American government's master. We're on the planet. America is the plantation. And we continue to, instead of just build for ourselves, we have resources in our community that we don't utilize. We give our resources to other cultures like the Asians, the Pakistanis, the Arabs. You know, so we have to look at it like that.
I think you're definitely right that we do have to build from within, and you know, there's, like I said, there is no magic wand, but I do feel like there is a lot of things that the government can do to make that path a lot easier for us as well. And I want to see, you know what's going to happen. Like I said, we always got to hold our votes true, you know, and we got to hold people accountable. But we got 6120, you on the air? 6120.
Hello?
Yeah, hey,
6120. Hello? Yeah, let me start by saying one of your, how many callers have you had so far? Three?
I think we have four right now. I think somebody's
5240, be ready to come back.
Okay, well, listen. Is it possible to be pro-black and fall under the sway of white liberals?
Are you asking me that, or are you asking that for everyone
I'm
else?
I'm asking whoever cares to answer it. Because obviously the history being made narrative is a play by white liberals to move black people off their call for tangible legislative products. Blacks overwhelmingly vote for Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to give us anything that matters. So they've instead chosen to give us emotional satisfaction of a meaningless narrative. I mean, most of what we're getting from white liberal white liberal media outlets is villainy mass is virtue. For example, only 10% of 8th grade black boys in the U.S. are proficient in reading. And all the research tells you that people with low literacy skills are more likely to live in poverty and grow isolated and increasingly dependent on a world that depends on higher education. But white liberals never focus our intention on the value of talent and skill or the acquisition of it in this IT-dependent world. However, what we will get from CNN is they'll run some nonstop, one isolated misdeed against a black person to the point where the idea of being a victim becomes entrenched in our very identity. And we can't lose track of the psychology behind these moves that white liberals make. You move in
That's
the direction
true.
Of your dominant thought. For this reason,
also,
a lot of social justice warriors who have no
idea. That
listen.
With all these blacks in prominent positions, we're not, like, for example, last night on my show, I said we got black superintendents of schools, we got black principals, we got black educators, and we're not changing the curriculum to allow our black students to learn STEM and become entrepreneurs and business owners, to learn those type. We're not changing the curriculum to suit our black kids. And we cannot leave that task. We cannot
that
leave
is the
task
most important task
to white
to
liberals
me,
to build ourselves up.
That's more important than reparations, in my opinion. If you can get control of black schools, and then give us autonomy over how we teach our kids and what our kids are taught. I mean, everything else will move in the direction that it's supposed to. Because if we put in their head what's supposed to be in there, by their very nature, they're going to move in that direction. Because you're going to always move in the direction of your dominant thought. Whatever you think the most, whatever you hold yourself, whatever you hold true to yourself inside, that's the direction you're going to move into. But we can't get to that if black people keep giving their vote away for free, for emotional crap. Like a historic vote. Who cares?
Right.
For this reason, we have a lot of social justice warriors who have no idea that white liberals often distort the actual circumstances that blacks are in. So now, rather than looking for opportunities that, you know, that would help us get a return on investment in our community, we get preoccupied with hot air stuff that doesn't have any relevance with respect to the challenges we face. And
I
my
got a
point
question.
Is that our community needs real legislative victories.
Okay, I agree somewhat. So I'm going to just let Jackson Hugo take over. I understand that, you know, blacks need that education. We need to start learning, about the future. That's one thing that hindered us and a lot of African Americans I know in the inner city, because nobody gave us a platform to make that type of money and to do what we need to do. All right, Jackson, I'll let you take over, and then I'll chime back in later on.
Jackson, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So we're trying to go sucker free today, or we're trying to go sucker free in terms of the callers. Who invited the last guy into the discussion?
I invited myself into the discussion. Okay, I invited myself into the discussion, and I will again. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
I'm just saying, because anytime black people who would rather cozy up with the likes of Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer as opposed to Ice Cube, that tells you all you need to know about the mental health of black America. We've never known Ice Cube to be a sucker. We've never
known
that until white liberals tried to coach us up recently into thinking that Ice
Cube
was a sucker.
Contract? You know what Biden told Ice Cube about his contract with Black America? See me after
what
election.
What did you tell him?
See me after election. Instead of
dressing
it
right
there.
What is that, see me after the election? After this
That's
point, you've already
said.
Been given
I'm
the keys to the kingdom.
I'm quoting Biden. That was Biden told
right,
Ice
I get
Cube.
You. I,
well,
yeah,
here's,
I
my question. Here's my question.
Ice
here's my
Cube
question.
Came on Dr. Boyce Walker's show. Mm-hmm. He said, look, man, the first man that I went to with my contract was Biden. And Biden told me to see him after the election.
Exactly.
Okay.
Instead of black media calling Joe Biden out on that, white liberals convinced black media to attack Ice Cube. And they know up to this point
right.
We've never known Ice Cube
Ooh,
to be a sucker.
Heck.
This
yeah,
is how
I
white liberals
that.
Manipulate black
yeah,
people.
I noticed that.
We've never
yeah.
known
what?
Like Ice Cube to be a sucker.
Here's my
we've
question.
Known this man since what, the early the late 80s, early 90s? Never
late,
been identified as a sucker until
80s.
White liberals
late
told
80s.
Us that Ice
late
Cube
80s.
Was a sucker.
Right. Here's my question.
Yes.
So what do we do when or if, we don't know if it's going to happen, what if Biden actually said, hey, SQ, it's after the election. Let's go ahead and talk about getting this plan into place. Break it down for him. Let's have a meeting. What do you
I'll
say,
catch a heart attack.
Say to
that? I'll have a heart attack. I'll have a heart attack.
I'll stand back and see if it comes into fruition. I doubt it, but I'd be happy if it does take effect. But, you know,
I'll have
I'm,
a heart
I'm,
attack
I'm
if it happens.
I, yeah,
not,
I'm,
in
I'm
other
with
words,
you
it's
now.
Not
I doubt
going
if it
happen.
Happens. I'm just saying. If it did
it's
happen.
It's not going to happen. I can tell you that. You know, you forget, guys, that Biden sent close to 2 million black folks to prison.
I get that. And
okay.
She was helping send people up the road.
Prison.
But see, that goes to the mental health of black America. We knew that going into the equation. But white liberals were able to finesse us out of our common sense and still tell us to go and vote for a racist who was a documented segregationist and somebody who don't care nothing about being black, only when it's convenient for her, to put our common
right.
sense aside and still vote these clowns in the office.
Black
so Joe Biden
too.
And Kamala Harris are officially
black
on the clock.
Too.
Now what?
You could put it's not
okay,
only white liberals, it's black liberals like Don Lemon. And,
exactly.
And Michael Eric Dyson, and
Van
all
Jones,
cats,
I mean,
man.
Joy Reid,
that
yeah.
was a clown who just left
the
office.
The Breakfast Club show.
That was a clown who just left the office today. A lying clown that just left the office today. Carry on.
Hey, Carla, have you taken your pills? Because your logic has no relationship to reality. Are you okay?
We got another call.
Y'all carry on.
We got another caller. Caller 1053. We got you on the air. Caller 1053.
Yes, I was just listening to your audience, and you know, I'm surprised that nobody congratulated Kamala Harris for her victory as vice president.
For what?
You talking all this about black.
For what, man? For what?
For what?
A symbolic, historic vote. Give me some tangible stuff.
No. This is where your ignorance show up.
Man, listen.
See, white people think.
Again,
no,
we gotta keep. This is supposed
white,
to be a fucking free show.
Think,
who keep letting this guy on?
Think like white people have power because they know how to use power, and they know how to use power.
I'm waiting for a news flash in that statement.
You're talking about all the people you were calling out, Joy Reid, Don Lemon. These are all black people you calling out. You criticizing all of these black people.
Black liberals. Yeah, black liberals and conservatives, right.
Black liberals who exploit black voters. Okay, black liberals who exploit black voters.
Who pushing white supremacy. Right.
Black liberals who exploit black voters.
That's who you should be calling out, the Proud Boys.
No, everything is filtered through black liberals, Slim. What Jake Tapper has no say unless it's vouched for by these clowns on the Breakfast Club, man. Put on your thinking cap. Put on your thinking cap before you call up the next time, Slim.
Thinking cap. You're talking about ICU.
Come on, man, you got to follow up on your appointment, Slim. When the doctor handed out to you, you need to follow up, man.
I want to ask you a question. What qualifies?
Ask me a question.
IQ as a leader.
No. See, I want to answer that.
Who qualified Ice Cube as a leader?
Nobody
said Ice Cube was a leader.
On the contract himself.
I said Ice Cube was never known to be a sucker until white liberals coached you up to think that.
Ice Cube did not work on the contract by himself. He had prominent black economists around the country to help Dr. Clore Addison, Dr. Boyce Watkins, this brother from Cornell University. I mean, there were some high power brothers helping him with this contract. Ice Cube was just the front man. Ice Cube was just the front man.
Ice Cube was definitely the front man, but when you talk to a plantation black like this guy is.
Why didn't you have someone with more be more qualified to be the front man? To me, Ice Cube
And this one was learned by corporations and mass media. Society likes to look at celebrities as the spokesperson.
He knows that, though. He should
know
that.
They did the study. Especially with black folks. Black folks like celebrities.
Ice Cube was never known to be a sucker.
Black
Listen, unlike
like
yourself, Ice Cube has never been known to be a sucker. Nobody said Ice Cube was a leader.
What qualified him to be to sit as the negotiator with Joe Biden?
Listen, what qualifies somebody to push peanut butter for Jiffy? A celebrity. That's where all the attention goes.
What would make him sit down?
If you was in marketing, you would know this.
Biden sat down with Cardi B.
Slim, you
got to
call your thinking cap, man. I'm
not
wasting time with this dude.
With president-elect, at that time, he's president-elect, what would qualify him to sit down? He doesn't have any platform big that would Biden would be interested for him to work from.
Okay, so neither does she, but he sat down with her. What's the WAP girl name? The WAP girl.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Because Cardi B is a plantation black. She's like the dude that's just running his mouth. He's a plantation black like Cardi B. In other words, whatever white liberals tell you, you go along with. You don't question anything.
Yeah, no.
So that's why he sat down with Cardi B as opposed to sitting down with Ice Cube, because Ice Cube don't want to hear about historic votes. He want to know about tangibles.
You can't build an audience of followers that understand government. And I heard one of your speakers said today that the government, you should keep the government out of it, that the government is the problem, something to that effect. Do you know that the government?
I disagree with that. I believe the government has a role to play. I believe government definitely has a role to play.
The government is the largest.
But they refuse to play. They refuse to play, and they will never play their role.
The United States government is the largest purchaser of goods and services. That's what you should be talking about. Getting in on.
Right. Before we get to that part, though, we got to get to the part about you giving your vote to the Democrats for free. Because as long as you're giving it to free, they have no reason to actually give us anything. So that's the first thing. before we even get to the government buying toilets and toilet paper. Let's get to the point that you went out and voted for Jim Crow Joe and you didn't get anything for it.
Yeah.
That's the first move. Because I'm trying to blackmail Democrats into something.
Education.
That's my plan.
Heard, right
to
on,
blackmail
right
Democrats
show,
into something.
Yeah, well, I'd rather both of
well, first of all, gentlemen, you need to stop licking the Democrats' boots and start having your own political party. How about building your own political party? How about building your own political party and having a black agenda? See, that's why people say stop going to white folks for hat in hand.
Number one, you don't have the skills to build your own party because you're not.
Well, I disagree with that. I disagree with
you.
Black people don't have the skills to build their own party.
Yes, we do.
I disagree with that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Why haven't you built?
Let's call it here. Foolish, man. I mean, what's the time limit? I mean, serious. This guy that you talk with, nothing that has anything to do with sense.
What are you doing to build a party? What are you doing? Other than running your yap.
Listen, I don't care about a party. I don't even care anything about that, Slim. I just need tangibles for the vote.
You don't get nothing.
I can vote for the yellow party. As long as they're telling me we're going to give you public schools fully funded and you can come up with your own education curriculum and coach blacks up to be successful. I don't care nothing about all that because politics is a game anyway, Slim, like anything else in the caste system of economics.
I agree.
You can have 6 million parties. So what?
And you need to learn how to play it.
But, Liz, the first thing you got to do to play it is understand you can't give your vote away for free, which is what you just did when you went out there and voted proudly, got emotionally attached, thought you was doing something, which you weren't, and voted for Jim Crow Joe.
You need to learn the game. You need to learn the game.
Listen, you got to play the game, Slim, and you can't play the game by giving your vote away for free.
You can't play a game unless you know the game.
Slim,
you
can't play the game unless you get a
ball. Unless you know how to play basketball. You learn
to give the vote away for free, though, Slim.
You're talking and blowing smoke. You don't even know the rules of the game.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You blew
it. Let this clown in. He giving his vote away for free. He voted for Joe Biden and didn't get anything for it.
So let me ask you a question. What can Joe Biden do in his first 100 days that can directly, you know, affect or hit black people in a way where you felt like that his vote wasn't given up for free, that we actually got something tangible out of it?
Pass the reparation bill that's in Congress. Pass the reparation bill. Pass the reparation bill. Pass the reparation bill.
No, one thing.
And that would shut me up.
You asked me a question. You want me to answer it, or were you willing to shut up for a second and let me give you my answer?
You talking to me?
What he's going to do for me. I'm talking about what he's going to do for me personally. Number one, he's extended my student loan until September. He signed that order today for that. I don't have to pay on my student loan until September.
Well, he done something for you.
Also,
thank God.
He has the power to, with the stroke of his pen, and I think he will do it. He can wipe out $50,000 of your student debt, $50,000 with his signature. You don't understand that. I do. With his signature, he can wipe out $50,000 of your student loan. I'm talking about things he could do for me personally, get that student loan off of me. I'm looking at things that he can do for me. And as far as you have to understand, white people that are liberal are the ones, if you didn't have liberal white people, you would have a hard time. So I'm talking about the average black. The average black needs food stamps. They need unemployment benefits. They need all of
this. Hey, I got the answer to that. So after he's done, let me follow up to that because this guy is clueless. I got the answer to that. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
No, Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, so the reason black people need food stamps in the first place is because they haven't been coached up to a point where they become independent of government. That's the first thing. And it is fact that we live in cities that are ran by Democrats. Everything from police chief up to the mayor. You name it. So take, for example, Washington, D.C., gentrification. What happens? Because we've been fell under the jurisdiction of Democrats, when white folks decide, you know what, I think we do want that city, they move in. We're not economically strong enough to hold down our location. So guess what?
Who's doing more for you, Democrats or Republicans?
Nobody's doing anything for me, Slim. I'm doing shit for myself. What are you talking about? Nobody's doing anything for me.
Yeah, you might be doing things for yourself now, but I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about
you're missing the whole point. This is why you got to screen callers, because I'm telling this guy the reason black folks, a lot of black people need welfare is because they haven't been coached up to the point where they're independent of government. That's what I'm saying. It's like going in there and telling you you're on IV. I'm trying to get you to a point where you don't need IV. Democrats or white liberals want you to be on IV indefinitely and always depend on them. It goes back to that narrative.
Well,
narrative.
First of all,
you're a victim. Protect yourself.
Vote
Democrat. And this clown falls
somebody,
right in line with that. He's a plantation
first of
black.
All, if you do not have a food for, I'm talking about the masses of people, blacks, the problem that masses of people have. If they don't have food stamps, they don't eat.
Slam. You're missing the wrong. Number one, your narrative is too narrow.
Your
narrative is too narrow. I'm talking about a cycle of generations coming and going, always dependent on welfare. That's what I'm speaking to. You're talking about something that in an hour you're going
to
get hungry. If you don't eat in a hungry, eat in 1 hour, you're going
to
be starving and not be able to focus. You're a small-minded mom.
And if you don't eat at all, what happens?
Slim, I'm talking about generations going in and out of poverty. Nothing
changed.
Hey,
let's have some respect for each other.
Democrats run D.C. Democrats run Detroit. Democrats run Chicago. That's where we're at. So tell me about that. The fallacy of Democrat leadership.
What about
why do we need to be on welfare? Tell me about that.
I didn't say we need to be on welfare.
Come on, you're a fool.
Their own welfare, how they got there.
Everybody has their own opinion.
That
man has his own opinion.
I know everybody got their own
opinion.
Nobody fools. That man has his own opinion, man. You can't call that man that, man.
Look,
call him what he
I know
is.
Everybody
look.
Has their own
call
opinion.
Call you that too. It's a discretion.
The facts is, you know.
Nah.
Facts is, majority of
generation
black people are not on
generation.
Welfare.
All under Democrat rule in Democrat-controlled cities. There's not a damn Republican within 600 miles of the city. And we keep voting for Democrats for what? That speaks to the mental health of black America. The fact that you can sit right here, illiteracy rate be as high as the Eiffel Tower, crime rate as high as whatever you want to name, vote for Democrats in every aspect of office in the city,
you are voting, but you are
and not see a return on that vote.
That's doing the most for black people.
Grandma,
Democrats
mother,
do
daughters, coming
Democrats
and going, still on welfare, still living in poverty-stricken areas, still on
Democrats
high crime. And I got an idiot on this phone telling me I should vote for a Democrat.
I say, I'm not telling you who you should vote for. You should vote for who you want to
well,
vote
what city
for.
Do you live in? Tell me about the black people that live in the city you live in. In the low income areas. Who are they voting for?
I'm speaking in
who have their parents voted for?
As a whole, I'm talking about the masses of the
come on, man, you
people.
Already what lost the argument, Slim. Stand down. Next.
Yeah, because you have to
where's that other chump
that
called in first
you
said he was looking for a fight? Where's that other chump?
You don't understand the plot of black people.
It was another
so, like
Jackson that called in and said he was
hey,
looking for
hey,
a fight,
hey,
right?
Yeah.
Somebody said he
yeah,
was looking for
yeah,
me. Here I go.
Yeah. Okay, well, here I go. Check this out. Like I said, well, here I go. Like I said, you big and biggity big bad and all that. Like I said, you got to understand this. I understand a lot of what you're saying. I understand a lot of what you're saying. But like I said, it takes love funding a little here at a little time. Now, you always talk about the Democrats, this, the Democrats, that. But, yeah, the Democrats have been helped out a lot. To have a lot of African Americans get on their feet, the ones that want to get on their feet. Some people want to stay on welfare. They want to stay down, but some people have been down. I've been on welfare before. I've been down, but you know what? I got better. I got off of it. There's a
so
lot of African Americans that
was
on
food stamps. Or did the man in the mirror help you get better?
Well, the man
now.
In the mirror helped me get better.
Okay,
being the man
so
in the mirror helped me get
that,
better.
You mentioned something about
means,
funding, and it takes this. Before it takes anything, Slim, it takes leadership. That's the first law. In the human condition, it takes leadership. When you first come here, you're given to your mother. because they whoever the Office of Humanity knew that women make outstanding leaders. So before anything else comes, before you need to eat a sandwich like the other caller, or before you need funding or whatever else crap you're talking about, the first thing Black America need is quality leadership, which we have. But because white liberals are running an information blockade on the real Black leaders who can coach us up to a point where we lift the entirety of Black America onto the shores of fortune, we can't get them, they can't get a word in. So we're forced to listen to clowns like Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Whoopi Goldberg, or give me another clown, Van Jones, and all the real dudes who can really get us there, they're on the sideline. They got to write books. They got to do
who
stuff and blogs and YouTube, and then they got
to
worry about somebody coming in and blocking
name
it
them,
and censoring them.
Name them. You always talk about what they can't do. Name
oh, Dennis Kimbrough.
Can
I
can
go
you.
Right out of the gate with the biggest guy.
No, no,
Dennis
no.
Kimbrough, KRS-One.
You call name Joy Reid. You can call Don Lemon. Who? What black can you call?
I just
think
it turns
you.
Okay, you can zip it. So I just named the biggest one,
any black
Dennis Kimbrough.
That you can call out that's the lead, that'll
Dr. Claude Anderson, KRS-One.
Why don't
are
they
you
have
happy
a
now? Have you heard from them? Did CNN give them access to your platform?
They don't have a
hey, listen, you can turn down your CNN because I know you got CNN on in your living room. You can turn that down, Slim. I know you got CNN on in your living room.
No, I'm watching CNN. I watch.
Man, don't even say
MSNBC.
Slim. You a CNN or either MSNBC
I
guy.
Don't
even say Slim.
Fox.
You're a Wolf Blitzer disciple.
I don't watch Fox.
You're a Wolf Blitzer disciple. White liberals tell you anything and you go for it.
You know, you don't know anything about.
Maybe I'm too black for this show. I don't know. This might be my last time checking in. I might be too black for this show.
You need to Google. You need
I'll keep checking on in.
Oh, no, because he's a very, very helpful to black people. I don't know where you get off this with Wolf. He understands rap, and I don't know, he might even do rap.
He understands rap. What does that have to do with?
Well,
he understands
rap. I was talking about IQ. I was trying to relate.
He understands rap. Well, does he understand that black votes are black people being exploited for their vote? Does he understand that? And if he does, will he allow somebody who was?
I don't know what he understands. I don't know if he understands that or not.
You like Wolf Vista because he understands. He likes rap music.
No. I know he's liberal, and I know, but he's liberal.
Well, listen, let me leave you with this fact: the only people who vote for Democrats still are black people and white weirdos like Michael Moore. Okay, anytime Hispanics step into the equation and they vote for a liberal, that's because they're using liberals the way liberals would use black people. Hispanics know how the game goes.
Who's doing more for you, liberals or conservatives?
Sam, the man in the mirror is doing more for me. Ain't nobody doing anything for me.
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, you personally? Okay, then. Well, if liberal, white liberals are your God, then so be it. I mean, if white liberals are your God, then so be it.
No, I'm talking about black people as a whole, not you. I'm not addressing you as an individual. I'm talking to you.
My point is this. Black folks would never be able to get to the point where they should be as long as they rely on white liberals. That's my point. White liberals are holding us up from becoming the monsters that we should be, or the beasts that we truly should be, the economic monsters. And, yeah, white liberals are holding us up. That's my point. Because the black folks who will coach us up.
For you? Who's doing more for
who,
you, liberals?
Dude, this dude sound like a broken record, man. Somebody pull a plug on him.
Well, answer the question. Who's your enemy? For me,
my injury is ignorance and the lack of self-discipline.
About your injury personally. I'm talking about the masses of black people that we are addressing. Not
who are our enemies? Who are our enemies?
I'm asking you.
I would say white liberals and black elitists.
Let me phrase it this way. Who's doing more for black people as a race, conservatives or liberals?
As a race, you know, race is very broad. That extends to East Africa and the Far East over in the Pacific. There are a lot of black people in the Pacific. So you must mean black America.
Black people. Who's doing more for black people, liberals or conservatives?
Black people are doing
Neither
more for
one.
Themselves. Right,
who's
exactly. That's the answer.
One.
Black people are doing
no,
more for themselves because liberals are working against black
about,
people. Listen. White liberal is villainy masks is virtue. What part of that don't you get?
Now, hold on. We got
to
call.
White liberalism is villainy masked as virtue. And you bought it hook, line, and sinker, Slim.
1-2-3-3-1-2-3-3.
Okay, I have a comment to make. I agree with the caller that is saying we did not get anything for voting for Democrats. And to the caller that's saying what party is helping you the most, I honestly feel like Democrats, there are some things that I feel like they help us with, but looking back, I feel like Democrats probably keep us down. I'm not saying Republicans don't. In some
Who
ways,
cares about Republicans? We're not over there.
But what I'm
Go ahead.
Saying
I'm, my apologies.
Call,
Go ahead. My
when,
apologies.
When a caller asks what party does the most for you, I'm a black person speaking, and I can say that Democrats do keep us down. Like, they give us all this government assistance. Like
dependency.
Government assistance, it keeps us down. Like, I've
dependency
been on
keeps
government
you.
Assistance. It keeps us down. That's correct. And it's hard to come out of that because it's like I have Section 8. I get my link card. If I go try to do something a little better, a tad bit better, I'm going to get cut off of everything. It's not going to help you enough to where you don't need it. Like, they don't give you the tools to get where you need to not be dependent on them. That's why a lot of people will say, well, I can't go do this. That may be a tad bit more money because at the end of the day, it's not going to be worth it. Like, you got to make a pretty significant jump to not be dependent on the government. And the government not helping black people not be dependent on the government.
Bingo. Hey, I don't know who the young lady is, but her tongue speaks maturity. Her tongue speaks maturity.
I have a question for you. You don't have to say who you voted for or anything like that, but are you happier that Biden is in the White House over Trump?
I'm just hoping, like, white people shut up. I don't really have, I mean, I'm hoping it's better, but I'm not going to say, like, I exactly think it'll be better. I just think, like, white people were more bold when Trump was in office. I mean,
I can agree with
I grew up around white people. Like, I just feel like it brought it out of them. So I feel like I would be more likely to have an altercation with a white person because of Trump. Even if it's, like, verbal, white people are just more outspoken. I feel like before Trump, they were probably keeping more to themselves. But now it's like, all right, Trump basically saying he's a racist, so I can go say this too. I liked it better when white people shut up. Like, I never thought white people weren't racist. I know a lot of white people are racist. I just liked it better when they were quiet and not in my face, because sometimes it's hard to, like, not retaliate and not reply.
Okay, so is there anything that Biden can do in his first 100 days that could earn your support, your vote?
I mean, if he clear up my student loan debt.
Well, one of the callers spoke about that, so you might get your wish if he may wave the magic wand.
I want that $1,400 if he's getting ready to sign.
Yeah, me too.
That's a valid point.
Hey, before he got elected, he said 2,000. I want the full 2,000.
Didn't give it to you.
I agree with you on that. That's a valid point. I can't take nothing away from that argument. That's valid.
Okay, I mean, we're talking about, you guys are referring to a stimulus?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
But everybody needs stimulus. Everybody needs stimulus.
That's all right, but
everybody,
like, where I live, that money doesn't matter.
And the Democrats are giving you the stimulus. I don't have a problem.
No, that stimulus is nothing. I mean, it's going to help out people, but that doesn't,
you said
that don't have any money, but
it's nothing.
No,
it's nothing.
You're America. You're supposed to be the richest country in the world. We got a $600 stimulus, we got $1,200 and a $600 stimulus, and it's been almost a year. I don't think that's nothing to brag about. Like, I think they're putting into people's heads, like, well, you should just be glad you got something. That's what they're always telling black people. That's what we
right,
did.
Right,
know.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
You got
that
something.
That sound about right.
Be happy. No. No, you guys are settling for less.
Oh,
you pay taxes, like, you're entitled to this money. Like, black people, especially, I see a lot of people, well, I need the $600. Great, great, take the $600, but they should do more. They should do way more. Like, there's people out here not working. Some people can't still, haven't even got their unemployment. Like, there's a lot going on. I'm not taking it, oh, well, you got that. I'm not settling for that. I'm not saying that's something great that they have done. Clear my student loan debt, then I'll be happy. Maybe.
Right. That's legit.
They're getting me thousands and thousands of dollars in student loans. I remember years ago, I went to the bank to get a loan. They told me I couldn't get the loan because I had too much student loan debt, which I was not in default or anything. They said, well, you got these student loans that the government is just give you all this debt. And I couldn't even go to the bank to get a loan just because I had the student loan debt. And I wasn't in default or anything, but just because I had that, I got denied. But if I was trying to get a loan to start a business or something, the government's like, no, here, let me give you some debt, though, to make it harder on you.
That's true. They will give you money to get in debt, go in debt to go get an education, but it won't turn around and give you a few thousand dollars to start your own business.
So call it 1233.
People don't know how to raise money to start a business.
Well, I got a quick question. 1233, you say something that the government can do that will make you happy is clear up your student loan. I guess, let's say, you know, in the first 100 days, that's one of the things that Biden does is, you know, clear up the $50,000 of debt that they have proposed. I saw one where they said $10,000, and I believe the $10,000 was a cold wipe to everyone. And then, depending on your income level, how much higher it would go. I guess let's say that does pass. What's your next plan? What do you do?
If I have a business I want to start, I would probably be able to get access to capital versus getting denied because I have student loans.
What kind of business would you want to run?
I don't want to say that on here. I don't like to talk. I just like to do.
Oh, okay. Free spirit.
Hold on, I have a question for you. 1233.
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about Kamala making history today as the first black woman?
What? Some people care, man. Just like the ones who care.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm a black woman, and it doesn't really mean anything to me just because I know, like, I know how.
Hey, I love this caller, man.
Here's this black woman. Here y'all go. She's
Bingo.
At the White
there
House.
You go.
Y'all should be happy. Just be
exactly.
happy that she's here. Even though she's
exactly.
not doing
be happy
for
with
you,
that.
She's here. That's
a misdirection play. Like so
now,
much of what
you,
we get
ask,
from Democrats, it's a misdirection play.
What can Kamala Harris do to prove
Step down.
That she?
Oh, my bad. My apologies. You asked another caller. My apologies.
Yes.
So,
ahead,
what can
Justin.
Kamala Harris do to prove her worthiness of that position? Like, what are some things that she can get accomplished that she can push for to prove that, you know, she deserves to be where she's at? Now, given the fact that the Senate is a 50-50 split and that vote goes towards to the VP, you know, so that gives her a lot of power, especially when we're coming down to, you know, 50-50 votes in a Congress, you know. So, like,
true,
what,
if it's
what,
a simple majority.
I mean, that's some power. You know, so like,
right.
So
if it's a simple majority, then yeah, she has.
Yeah. So what can she do that could, you know, actually earn, you know, her place in your mind where like, okay, you know, it was good that she's there. And I mean, besides step down, as the other caller said.
Well, I mean, I agree with the caller about the education because education is everything. And that doesn't even – when I say education, I don't
mean college.
Well,
that's the pathway. That's the pathway. Education
like,
is the pathway.
Exactly. Like, I went out and got all these student loans that I did not need, but I just didn't know any better. Like people telling you to go to college, get this 4-year degree, like you don't necessarily need a 4-year degree to make money. Most entrepreneurs don't have to go to college. Like black people just need to be educated.
And if you attended one of the black schools that was operated and controlled by black people, independent of the government and Democrats, they would have coached you up to a point and let you know that. Like, Slim, you can, there's plenty of people out here making six figures that don't own a degree. But if you go to these schools, the only thing they preaching is college and, by default, student loans.
But I'm proud of the I'm proud of the blacks that did go to school and get education, regardless of the circumstances. Basically, what I'm saying is, from here, I understand that a lot of times you could have learned, but for those who did, I'm proud of, and I'm glad you're on it. So now that you went to school, now you can teach your daughter to be educated and know better.
So I feel like a lot of what I learned in school that I remember is, like, we learned that we were slaves. Then we were told that Abraham Lincoln freed us. So we learned all this stuff about our history of just being slaves. We don't know anything else growing up in school about black people. We were slaves. Then they made Abraham Lincoln be the good guy. And, like, I feel like that's instilled in us. Well, we were free. Like, okay, white people aren't bad and all this stuff. Like, that's what I remember in school. That story. Like, we weren't really taught anything good.
But that's the same story I got.
I'm going
to
be honest.
I mean, everything
honest,
we need to know about
you know,
Abraham Lincoln could have been given out on one handout, and we could have moved on to something that was actually meaningful in terms of attacking the caste system of economics. But again, in the black school that's ran by black folks, independent of the government, you would have known that. But we can't get to that point as long as one of the callers will keep giving their vote away for free to Democrats instead of hijacking that vote and blackmailing Democrats into turning them schools loose and over to us.
Like I said, anybody, this is a free country. Anybody on here can vote for whoever they want to. Don't let nobody discourage
right,
you from voting who you want to.
Now, right,
like I
yourself.
Said, on that end, and on that end, because you're not going to discourage me, like I said before, on that end, we can all do better. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see the first 100 days and see exactly what the administration do. Like I said, all of us are putting our own self up from our bootstraps. So we good. Let us on welfare. We good. Hopefully we can entice another individual to do the same thing. That's my take.
That's a terrible take,
right.
But okay.
Well, you're taking that better yourself.
Anderson does have a great book out, Powernomics. And if anybody can, they need to maybe get it and read it, because he does have an excellent plan for Black America.
What's bringing African Americans down is a lot of this foolishness on social media, TikTok, and all that. They're doing more damage. They're doing more damage to African Americans, especially African American women. They're doing more damage than they ever could. Because picking up a book or doing something prosperous, so we'd rather go on TikTok, show our ass or do something and all that to get likes and all that. So, I mean, that's TikTok. That's another thing. If Kamala Harris want to do something for me, tell her, you know what, let's take TikTok down for foolishness. Let's take all these social media stuff down that people doing dumb stuff and doing silliness videos and all that other stuff that don't make no damn sense.
You don't have to take social media down.
I think we just have to do a better job of monitoring what our kids are watching. Like, I admit my daughter.
I agree.
I mean, she sees a lot on social media. And so, like, I don't monitor her like I should, as much as I should on social media. But I'm not downing social media, even though I can kind of agree with you. Like, a lot of people are making money. A lot of black people are making money because of social media. Like, there's tons of people making money that they would never make if it wasn't for social media.
That's true. But what is teaching other blacks? To go be fools, to go be ignorant. Okay, just one man make money. That means thousands of them ain't going to make the same money. They're going to look at the video and do something stupid.
I mean,
but
I agree.
Social media. I agree too, but what I'm saying is that it goes down to your value system, Slim. You're going to move in the direction to whatever is valuable to you. So if Nike puts out the shoe and you're a Jordan clown, then you're going in that direction, waiting for you out in the store 2 hours, 3 hours ahead of time waiting for the shoe because that's where your value system at. But like the young lady said, if you put the volumes in the person at home, it starts at the crib, then I, you know, whatever Michael Jordan putting out there is a waste of money and resource time to me. So I don't care. So whatever social media is going on there, it's nice. It might be entertainment. But how much of it is actually relevant to my life? And that's based on your upbringing and your value system. Which you get from your environment.
Yeah, and it comes down to like education also. Because some people know like, hey, this is just social media.
Your education.
Other people.
Got to value your education. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying necessarily a formal education after grade school, but you need to know something more than a high school diploma. That's what I'm saying, whether it's a plumber, roof repair, or something, mechanic.
I think we need, honestly, all those are good traits, but, you know, any kid asks me, you know, what I suggest them to take up in school or anything like that, I'm going to tell them all day, you know, computer science. You know, that's where the money's at.
Yeah, that's good, too.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's more than good. I'm going to be honest.
No, I'm saying from the point of what interests a person. A lot of people might not want to put the investment and time into becoming a surgeon. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't care to put that kind of, you know, 10 years to become a surgeon. A lot of people don't care to do that. So what you're saying is right in terms of a career goal. That's, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying you need something. In other words, you need something more than a high school diploma. That's what I'm saying. You need to know something more than grade school.
I mean, in it, like
you're right about IT. You're right about IT. Though I'm not.
Yeah, they. I mean, that's just where the money's going to be at. I mean,
that's true.
You get. I mean, you set. You go in that field, you're set. You're guaranteed a job, you know, no matter if you're good or bad, you're going to get the job, especially if you're American, you know.
A lot of those jobs start out at six figures, too, so we can't forget about that.
Exactly. Kids and those are just
So what you are saying is we need to address our financial plight, the education system.
What?
First.
No, I'm saying it all starts with leadership first. So that's the parent first. But after that, it steps to it. Once you get from the parent, then we're sending the kid out into the world. And for most people, that's the schoolhouse. Schoolhouse. We need to put quality experts.
So I guess that we don't have to address the parent first because, you know, there's parents that are on different levels. Because, you know, there are some parents
that
can't read past a third grade education like the kids.
Now, this is true, but this is why having those schools are so important, because in a lot of areas, the school can make up for what's missing at the home, because the kid will be spending so much time in the schools. And then you can extend that beyond regular school time in terms of field trips or whatever, you know, summer school programs. But listen, there's so much going on out here in the world.
To address that when you have a high school student read at a third grade level? Is it too late for them?
Why would it be too late for them? As long as the kid is willing to put in the work and somebody's willing to work with them, it's never too late. You have plenty of people that was in their adulthood that learned how to read later in life. I mean, it's never too late as long as the person is willing to put in the work. That's the whole thing, though. It has to start with the man in the mirror. If you're willing to come to somebody and say, listen, I can't read, I need help, you can find somebody out here that's willing to pitch in. That'll coach you up to a point where you're able to go out here and make some moves. So, you know, a lot of it is your value system. A lot of it is how much are you willing to put the work in. Man in the mirror type stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so anybody can answer this. So do you think that the majority of black people who vote Democratic see these politicians as their saviors?
No, I don't think so. I think most of us are going along with what we're being told. The Breakfast Club, a lot of us listen to these clowns on the morning talk radio shows when we get into our car, and Steve Harvey's of the world, whoever else, a lot of these clowns. So we're just listening to these clowns. And the only thing they're doing is echoing what they got from white liberals. Nobody's doing any investigative work, investigative journalism or anything. They heard somebody heard Jake Tapper say something, and so they got on their radio show and just echoed the same thing. And us, we're trusting these clowns to be family because that's what they portray to be on their shows. You know, they want to identify with us, so we're thinking they have our best interests at heart, and they don't. But we just listen to these clowns. So when they say go vote for whoever X, Y, and Z, then that's what we do. Because somebody, you know, they echoing the same thing from white liberals. Somebody is the boogeyman. In order to protect ourselves, we need to go and vote for X, Y, and Z. And you know, hook, line, and sinker. But if these same clowns was to say, Slim, everybody hold up that vote until we put some leadership together and run it up to these clowns and tell them what we need. And once they agree to that, then we're going to give them that vote. And we'll be saying, it wouldn't take but one election for that to happen. One election.
I'd like to ask the caller, what are you doing to make this happen?
I tried to get in that push. I tried to be a part of that push to choke the vote.
It seemed like to me you should be a politician.
I couldn't be a politician because politicians have to care about too much. Politicians have to care about farming.
No, what I'm saying is, the point I'm making is, with the way, how strongly you feel about these issues, maybe you should start your party.
I don't need to start a party. I don't care about politics.
In other words, I
get what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, whether I agree with you or disagree, it doesn't matter. But the fact is, you can verbalize and say what you want to do and what should happen. Why don't you start a party or work with somebody else starting an organization that's doing just what you said?
I tried to work with a super PAC, but in terms of politics, I'm too singular focused. Like, I only care about black people and education and anything that has
focus on black people. But focus on just black people and how you can benefit them with your ideas.
It's hard to do that in politics because you got a lot of different areas.
But the system is set up to go through politics. That's the system.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this, though. Politics don't just deal with education. That might be one aspect of it. You got a lot of other nonsense. Like, you got to meet and greet a lot of clowns, and you got to be worried about somebody's whining about save the lions in the national zoo. I don't care any about any of that crap.
That's what makes it difficult.
I just want black
folks
to get an education so we can get the hell up and do our thing. I don't care about none of that other crap.
Focus on that one goal.
Good luck coming out and trying to be a politician and just like wealth creation schools for black people. Good luck running that platform.
Right, you could do that. You could do that.
I mean, that's a platform that's going where? That's why I don't get caught up in running a black party, because black people alone ain't enough to get anything done in terms of national politics. So I don't even worry about the party. I just worry about the tangibles and what's going on with the vote. I don't get caught up in no parties, because either way it doesn't matter.
Even if we had our own party,
we still going to have to partner with somebody to get something done on a national scale.
You have to pool your resources, and that's what politicians do. They create, like the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents, they got all these people. They work together to accomplish their goals. You cannot do
singly. Yeah, I agree with that. And what I'm telling you is that a black party would only be a voting bloc. It wouldn't necessarily be a party because nationally, there's not enough of us to get anything done.
That's where all the power is. The power is in the voting bloc. That's where the power is. That's the power, the vote.
But the voting bloc can't get anything done if you're giving the vote away for free, can you?
How long do you expect me to be in business? No, let me address about the blacks and how they vote. You know, all these harsh laws were passed under Democrats. We all agree to that. They were passed under the Democrats. So all these harsh
let the man talk,
like,
man.
What is that?
I'm trying to get clarity, man.
Let the man talk. Let me get clarity.
Go ahead, sir. No, what I'm saying is that all of these harsh laws that were passed, like the Biden job law that was passed, all of these laws, crack laws, all of that stuff. You know who really was the fault for that? Black people. Black ministers, black churches, black organizations, they came against drugs. Drugs got so bad in the black neighborhoods that they became violent. They became so violent. So the black politicians, they got together and they passed those laws. They are the ones that passed them. You had, I remember back, it's been a while back, but I remember it, when Rangel out of New York, he was chairman of the narcotics committee. He was chairman. That crack law was passed under him. You couldn't even get that through the House without him. He's the one that okayed that. And the black people, the black ministers, the black politicians, they said, we got to do something about this violence. And that's where you got those laws from. And Reagan didn't even want to sign the 1984 Senate Reform Act. Reagan didn't want to sign it. But the Democrats, blacks, I'm talking about blacks, the NAACP, these type of blacks, they won to press Reagan to sign that bill. And that's what's all on all this mandatory Senate. So all of this, it can relate back to black people. We are not doing our part as black leaders. And you can blame Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not going to do any more than the black caucus let him do and endorse for him to do. So your problem is with the black caucus, not Joe Biden.
My problem is with black leadership.
Yeah, right.
I've always said it all starts with leadership. That's the first law before anything, it's leadership. Leadership is everything.
Black leadership. Black leadership has not done their job. White people stick together with their agenda and for their purpose. And that's how
I agree with you there. It's no secret that black leadership has led. Well, the black leaders, let me say this. I can't say all the black leadership. Let me say the black leadership that we've been given access to. That leadership has let us down.
Right.
Because there's a whole other universe of black leaders that we're not given access to. But the universe of black leaders that we are given access to has let us down. I agree with you there.
They got to be a politician. You got to have power to have power in the United States.
You don't have to be a politician to get things done.
That's right.
I mean, how many businesses around here getting stuff done just because they got somebody in their pocket? You don't have to be a politician to get anything done.
But
many people get stuff done.
Who makes the laws that govern your business?
Politicians make the law, but they're making it based on the interests of somebody.
Lobbyists.
Either the interests of big business, the interests of big banks, or the interests of people.
Right.
Or they so-called contingency.
The lobby.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's politics.
They're making it based on the interests of somebody.
Why do you think they put hundreds of millions of dollars into a politician to get elected? Why do you think?
Come on, man. You know the reason. You know the answer to that.
I ask you, why do you think they do it?
You know the answer to that, because I want to be able to control you, sir, or your strengths.
You have to have votes in people to give people money.
So since black America doesn't have millions of dollars to throw at these clowns, but we do have millions of votes. And why aren't we using it? That's a failure of black leadership. That's a failure of black leadership. The fact that we're not using those black votes. That's a failure of black leadership.
Nobody's trying to start a black tax. Why don't you start a black pot, a tax?
I used to work with a black pack because we fell out because their interest was they wanted the ring of white folks with some cash, and I was actually genuinely on black interest, but they was trying to rob white folks or something. You know, one of the things where they go and do the donations, they was trying to. I told them, Slim, I ain't go over and do that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But yeah, I used to work with them. I used to write for them. In fact, write a lot of their ads.
I have to interrupt real quick. Sorry, I don't know if you guys are going to stop. So I have a question for the one caller. Okay, there's one caller on here who said, why is Ice Cube qualified? And so I'm piggybacking off of that. You just told the other caller, why doesn't he start a party? So why are you asking him if he would start his own party if you said Ice Cube wasn't qualified? Why would he be qualified? Why would you encourage him to start a party?
because anybody can start a party tax by just pooling their money together. That's all you have to do. Ice Cube could have a tax and have influence if he wanted to. All these black entertainers and athletes, I'm sure some of them do participate in
that.
So
why did you shoot Ice Cube down, I guess? If you're encouraging the other caller, I guess I'm asking, why did you shoot Ice Cube down and say he wasn't qualified?
A leader.
I don't feel that Ice Cube is qualified for me to lead me in politics. That's me personally. I don't know if he's
so, like, there's millions of people like you out there, and that's why, like, black people really can't get anywhere. It's because, like, you shot Ice Cube down. But, like, if the other caller was trying to start a party, like, you would obviously shoot him down, too. Like, how would you give him
a
chance?
No, I didn't. I encouraged him to do that.
You're not
comparing apples with apples.
Well, I'm saying I would think you would give Ice Cube more of a chance than the caller on the call. Like, the call, Ice Cube would have more power.
The caller is than Ice Cube.
I'm just saying, why are you giving the caller more support than Ice Cube? Like, Ice Cube has more sway.
Way more sway.
I'm not looking to any rapper to deliver me in politics. Just plain as that. Me personally.
And what did you think about Ice Cube's contract with?
Go ahead.
Now, I just wanted to know what the caller thought about Ice Cube's contract with Black America.
Well, I don't even
I haven't
know,
read it,
I
to
heard,
be honest. I haven't read it.
I haven't read it either. But I tell you what, when I heard a pact with America, when that's the name, what he called it?
Contract.
That was Newt Gingrich.
With Black America.
That was Newt Gingrich came up with that. Pact with a pact. What did he call it? That's
contract with Black America.
Yeah. And that's Newt came up. You know, he came up with that pact with America. It could work. And if it worked, then let him organize it and get some results. You know, if you can get the results, then I'll follow him if I see results. But I don't see.
So what results did Biden and Harris have then?
You get a welfare check.
Let me address one thing that you said, because I remember your voice. You were talking about, you didn't think that Kamala did anything that would help you. You didn't feel she did nothing to help you. Let me tell you, a rising tide rises all boats. A rising tide raises all boats. When anytime
I can't
black,
agree with that.
That's why. No, I said I don't know what you're agreeing with or disagreeing with.
Well, I'm disagreeing, not agreeing. I'm disagreeing. Not in every scenario. In some scenarios, yes, but not in every scenario.
Well, I didn't make the statement applying to every scenario. I was talking in general. But the point
okay,
I'm making.
Okay, I got you.
Now, let me explain what I'm thinking about. This is me personally. I'm talking me personally. I feel that any person black, I'm not going to criticize them, even if they're wrong. I just won't say nothing. I will not side up with white people against black people, even if they're wrong. I just not say nothing. I won't say nothing. And I may pray over it or something, but I ain't going. I'm not going. I will not go out publicly and say anything about Obama when he was president because he's black. That's the attitude I have. That's why I can't see why when I hear people talking about Don Lemon, all these Joy Reid, all these people, they are black. I'm not going to criticize black people, even if they are wrong. And that's the attitude
white
people
have.
That's why white people have everything. They will not side up against you being black against a white person. They don't care what you believe. That's what gives them.
I have to disagree.
Yeah, I got to disagree with that too. Because if I'm planning on leaving the plantation at midnight, and there's some clown is planning on stitching the white Yasa Amasa, he's planning on leaving. He got apples and pears in the bag. I can't go with that.
I'm tell you why I made that statement. I had a business associate. He was white. And I had my superintendent, he sued me. And I had to go to court. And my vice president of the company was white. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to need you to come to court because I'm going to need your testimony so I can beat this case. And the case was for his interest. Really, it was in his interest that I win. But you know what he told me when he got right down to going to court, when we got ready to go to court? He told me, he said, you know what? I didn't know it, but he said, you know, I'm really prejudiced. He said, I can't sign up against you, a white man against a black man. And I ain't never forgot that. And that's probably why
okay.
I'm silent. That's why I'm silent.
Okay.
I was shocked. This has been years ago. He told me that. He said, I cannot
sign up with a white man against
a black man.
I see your viewpoint.
That's what I'm trying. The point I'm making is stop criticizing blacks. Even if they are wrong, they black.
No, what?
No. No, you can if you wanted to, you could privately do something, but don't. Go
we don't know
public.
These people to criticize them privately. Like when we're talking about people of power, they get public criticism. I could see it if that's somebody personally you know, but I feel like we're talking about people on a higher level. Like we have to publicly criticize them.
Well. I get what you're saying.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
No, what I'm saying,
makes
I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to criticize any black person. Period. if they doing something, if they out, I might get them on the side. And if they definitely have a public forum, I'm not saying nothing about you. In a talking on a public forum right now. And I'm not going to.
And we're talking
them.
About
never.
Black people. I mean,
well, what she's saying is you don't have access to them.
Right.
What is that? What was the
We don't have access to all these higher people of power. I get what you're saying. Like, if I see something about a black-owned business or something else because they did something I didn't really like, I'm not going to just go leave them a bad review because
right.
I'm mad.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to think about them being black. But
right.
when it comes to, like, just political stuff and stuff that really matters, like, that's different.
So you wouldn't criticize Kamala Harris publicly.
Of course not.
If you had a public forum, would you criticize her?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Because I'm black,
well,
I shouldn't criticize
not.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she put all black people in jail. Why wouldn't I criticize her? I mean, why? I mean, I get what you're saying. On probably like a local level, but like when we're talking about this public, powerful people, like why would I not criticize her? I don't understand why would we not criticize these people? Because they're black.
Well, because
like
everybody you criticize, I guess everybody you criticize that you called out were actually. People that are respected in the news media, and they have
by who though?
They're making they
by who
they by the audience that they are serving. Now, obviously, they're successful in what they're doing. They're successful.
A lot of people are successful. Even
inside.
A hangman is successful, but hanging black people
well,
don't
I
make
guess,
it right.
Well,
a hangman
well,
with
guess,
a noose is successful. If you stop
breathing. I guess the point I'm making is that I am not going to be critical of black people in powerful positions that are doing something that I think that are doing something for their race.
Okay, that makes sense.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say anyway. I might not be as eloquent as some of your other speakers and how they can express it to me. But that's what I'm saying. And I think that black people in particular, they, like somebody may said something about they become dependent by giving aid out, welfare or something like that. But I'll say, if somebody tell me or anybody, say I give you $500 a week, you don't have to do nothing for it, I'm just going to give it to you to help you. And that person,
is it really helping though? Is it
Yeah,
ask yourself that.
Yeah, it's
if
helping.
It's generation
well,
after
not,
generation.
No, it's help. No. If you got the $500 a week to get, now what you got to do is you got to try to manage that $500 where you can pull yourself up. It's just a help. What's the problem is, black people don't pull themselves up. They take that money and they go buy cars, clothes, jewelry, garden shoes, and all that. They don't use that money intelligently.
How many pairs of J's do you think you can buy with $500?
Now you take another black, come right out and take that, be on welfare and do all these things and pull themselves up, go to college and get a degree, and they're off and running.
All I'm saying is
how many pairs of J's
do you think you can buy with $500?
What's that?
How many pair of J's do you think you can buy with $500?
What type of jewelry selection do you think you have with $500?
What type of car are you going to get with $500?
What kind of car are you going to get with $500? I tell you what, if I was leasing a Cadillac, I can lease a Cadillac for $400 or $500 a month.
I mean, that's all of
that's
it.
Not
I mean,
any
that's,
money.
I mean,
that's all the money you have.
Well, some people that do that, and then that same person, he gets the car, but he doesn't pay his rent. He doesn't do other things. That's what a lot of black people do. I saw a cartoon one time. They had a brand new Cadillac parked right in the driveway of a shack. But they only got old Cadillac. That's what I'm talking about. That mentality. And I'm saying that black people is just a help. Age is just a help. It's not to make you dependent for life. It's to give you some help to pull yourself
okay,
up.
Okay, what I'm saying is it's not as easy as you're making it sound. Like,
you know,
I've had government assistance.
No, call.
I did.
Caller, you did it.
That's different, though. She had access
to
quality leaders, though. She ain't just in a vacuum. She had access to quality leaders.
How did you do it, caller? Not somebody telling you.
I had access to quality leaders. Good role models. That showed me the path.
I'm talking to her. How did you do it? She has experience. How did you do it?
Honestly, I was on government assistance. How I exactly got off of government assistance, my fiance came and got me. Like, I was living somewhere. I wasn't making good money. My fiance moved away. Then he was gone, and then he came back, and he got me and brought me where he was at, and I ended up finding a better job because I had that help. But if I wouldn't have had that help, it would have been way harder. Like, when I left to get the job, I didn't have any money to pay any rent or anything. Like, he paid for everything. So I was able to go out and find that job because I didn't have to worry about paying this bill or paying that bill or feeding my child in the process. But that was because I had help and I had education. But if I were just by myself and didn't have any resources, I had been there before. I had done that for years. I was not getting anywhere. And I just didn't have money to up and leave and go somewhere and get a job.
You did get assistance, and that assistance helped you.
No, that assistance kept me down. Like, I had assistance. I wasn't getting anywhere on that government assistance. I was staying in the same place. And it wasn't a great place. Like, I wasn't
right, so Right. So with the IV the Democrats give you, you're just barely getting by, making an existence. But we want to get to a point where we're as good as new. We want to be the way we were the first time the authors of humanity put the first man on planet Earth. We want to get to that point.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can't get there as long as we're dependent on a motherfucker for everything. That ain't gonna work.
What would make you think that you could get ahead with no money to help you, as opposed with some money to help you?
But number one, it all boils down to leadership. There are countless stories of people that made it with absolutely
no
food on the table.
No, No, I'm talking about if somebody's giving me $500 a month.
It doesn't matter. Food and that money will soon part. I can give you $1 million. How many black people are broke today?
That's not being foolish.
You're missing the whole point.